build up the nation. That's kind of what his task is going forward. How are we doing for time? 30 minutes? Okay, we do have a short clip that we want to show, but also I see Uncle Dave is in the room, so I always like to give him some talk, but I think I'll leave him for last because, you know, I look up to his speaking ability skills. But I think I just want to go through a few more things on the presentation. I think it turned off, so. There we go. So I guess this is kind of the heavier part of my presentation that, you know, we as a community, before we could come together as families, we really had to heal our families. Like we had to sit down and go over some really hard issues that Fred, you know, talked about. We had to heal as a people. We had to forgive each other and begin to love each other. You know, that's one thing that I really gained, I guess, from myself, is being able to sit down with the different families, and I've gotten really close, and I've created a really strong relationship with different families. And people that I've known for years, but I've really connected with certain families and, you know, people that come to the meetings regularly. And, you know, that's what I feel that we need to do as a nation. Like, we need to learn to love one another and learn to know one another. And, you know, if you're going to learn to get to know me, you know, Sonny will say, you got to come and be on the land with me. And then, you know, you saw my family and you saw the way we are with, you know, my kids and my parents. That's the way we're going to get to know each other best, is out on the land, you know, fishing or hunting or gathering or sitting down together with one another like this and just opening up to each other and being gentle with each other, because we can't be, you know, negative towards each other just because, you know, somebody might be entreaty or somebody's done something wrong for you. You know, so that's a big thing that I think ESCAP has done to move forward, to create unity within our communities, as we had to heal and we had to work at it. We had several community meetings where we had to, people stood up and apologize for things that happened. So we also need to have a sense of urgency to preserve our language and culture. Like, we've lost 5 elders in our community within the past year, and, you know, I feel that we need to start working now to learn the language, and you know, I feel really responsible for that. So there's just a few recommendations that we have to move forward. So we need to create a vision for the people. And I know the elders community and the group that you have here is starting to do that. And we need to heal our families and our communities. We need to enact subsequent laws and preserve our language and culture. And we need to create a plan and objectives to advance traditional governance model, you know, on the Tsleil-Waututh Nation level. You know, it's taken me, honestly, you know, within the last 3 or 4 years, you know, I've created a Tsleil-Waututh Nation. Like a pride, I guess. It was lost for... You know, I think that it was lost. You know, I had shame. I had things that I had to deal with in my own family. So, you know, I feel that you know, what it is to be Tsleil-Waututh to me now is, you know, loving our people. You know, I don't have to know you individually, but, you know, I can reach out to you and I say, you know, I love you as a human being. you know, whether it be a Chogotan, a Squetnuk, a carrier, you know, that's kind of what, you know, the transformation I felt in the past year. And thank you, Auntie, for helping me. So that's kind of, you know, my feeling going forward is just caring for the people and stopping, you know, the suffering that we're going through. So. Thank you. So we also need to develop a constitution to establish our laws and principles, you know, not only for Eskimo, but for Squetnikulu, and to work on a plan of action for, you know, a declaration for the nation. And I guess also to go a step further, you know, we've done declarations before, but, you know, we have to move kind of to the next level now. And to do that, you know, we're going to have to work together as a nation. So this part is kind of a little over my head. It has to do a lot with our seven laws and how we're going to put together the healing and the holistic part of it. And you know what, I think it's better if I ask maybe Dave, or Dave would probably be able to explain this better than I can. So maybe I'll ask him to come down and give me a hand, because he does this as his profession.